This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I'm waiting for Angela Rye and Simone Sanders of CNN ISIS News to report on Chicago homicides. There have been over 500 homicides in 2017. And those were stats back from April, so who knows what that number is now. But it's really sad to me. Sure, is it harder for some black people in this country? Absolutely. No one's trying to argue that. We're trying to argue the reasons. We're trying to get down to the bottom of it, and we're trying to point out that the people virtue signaling over this are trying to incite civil war and race bait you. They never talk about the CIA plan to end the family, which has hit the black home more than anything. They never talked about the MTV propaganda used to destroy black culture and make it all about being a gangster. And then now that's what you have, and that's what you see out on the streets. But nobody talks about that. It's all about white supremacy, even though it was George Washington and Thomas Jefferson that laid the foundations of independence and freedom, not just for us here in the West, but worldwide. That's why it's called the shot heard around the world. But they don't do their history research. They don't tell you anything about that. So we'll all be waiting for Angela Rye and Simone Sanders to report on the black-on-black murders going on in Chicago. But they won't do that because they can't virtue signal and they can't race base over that. So it's just really ironic that the people here, Simone Sanders, Angela Rye, the list goes on, that are telling you that you're a victim, telling black people you're a victim, putting them in that victim state, which then cripples them for life. So Angela Rye and Simone Sanders cripple black people for life, telling them they're a victim. And then they're the actual progenitors of the oppression of black people that they claim to be calling out and helping. So how do you like that? Angela Rye and Simone Sanders are oppressing black people by making them victims and becoming progenitors of the CIA agenda to end the family and to make black people reliant on welfare. So there's the truth that Angela Rye and Simone Sanders of ISIS, or excuse me, CNN, won't tell you. Now here's a clip of CNN cutting off a black Trump supporter as he completely destroys their concept of white guilt.
Exactly how he operates and why he does what he does.
He's
playing 3D chess.
I've seen some shirts here today, though. I think one shirt.
CNN, the Checkers News Network.
Guilt, things like that. I mean, there have been some messages that might not be that open to folks from diverse perspectives. I mean,
we've been reporting that Trump is racist. How are you liking him?
I agree with that. I actually just made a post about it on my page, did a video about it. Is that there are some white Americans that feel guilty for what their ancestors did, you know, this and that. And the thing about it is, they shouldn't have to feel guilty. This is America.
And then we're going to let them finish out the night. They are
and just let me correct myself, Boris. That was actually Deontay Johnson. He's the founder of the Conservative Black Foundation. He was one of the many African-American speakers that spoke today at this rally. An effort by this group to
show... Oh, is this possible? CNN told them Trump is racist. I can't believe it.
There's no doubt the majority of people that were here were certainly white, but we did see a cross-section of Americans, and the goal here was to get out of this situation peacefully, and they were able...
All right, now let's go again to a video of St. Louis protesters in the street chanting, "Stop killing us." This is part of the protest in St. Louis. This is outside the police headquarters. I believe that's in Clayton. The audio not so good on this. If you're a TV viewer at InfoWars.com/show, you can see it. Of course, I'm from St. Louis. I've had friends that have been updating me on this situation. It's very sad. These are actually liberal friends, Democrat voters of mine, that say this is tearing the country apart and they can't believe this is happening. So, but here's what you have. So the CNN reporters go out, they tell black people they're victims, but they don't really tell you what's going on. They virtue signal these people and make them victims, oppressing them more, and then send them out into the streets, where then they're confronted by the police because they're acting violently, chanting to kill police. And then CNN takes that and again uses that to victimize black people. This is the propaganda circle that we're seeing from fake news. Don't go anywhere. More of the Alex Jones Show, including the complete collapse of the failed Emmys last night. I didn't watch them. I don't know what happened.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, President Trump just met with Netanyahu, and Netanyahu says that U.S.-Israeli relations are stronger than ever. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in today. We've covered how CNN/ISIS is race baiting and causing racial tension in this country. We're about to get into the Emmys that were a complete failure. Yeah, the Emmys happened last night. I know America didn't care and didn't notice. And so they had to do something to grab the attention. So they cried about Trump for the entire production. That's what they do. I mean, they got to get attention somehow. Nobody cares about these people anymore. Emmys devolves into 3-hour celebrity anti-Trump rage fest. You know, I want to take your calls on this later. We're about to hear from some nitwit celebrities. We've already heard from nitwit CNN pundits. So I want to take your calls on this later. Are these people that dumb and ignorant, or are they that blackmailed? I'm serious. What do people think? Are these actors that blackmailed or that desperate to get the next role that they'll say whatever they're told to say, or they'll say whatever will get them an award or the next role in a movie? Are these CNN pundits like Simone Sanders and Angela Rye that dumb, that ignorant, or do they genuinely want to see race baiting? Do they genuinely want to see civil war? I mean, they're telling these people, you're justified to go out and loot. You're justified to go out and riot. Okay? John Oliver apparently wins an award for Variety, even though he has the stalest show ever. It's the same thing every night. The same thing everyone else is doing. Bash Trump. How does he win an award for Variety? Oh, because that's how the Emmys work. You don't win an award for being original. You don't win an award for being creative. You don't win an award for dominating other programs. You win an award for bashing Trump. John Oliver bashed Trump the hardest, so he gets the award. That's how it works. Emmys TV review, Donald Trump overkill stains Stephen Colbert's hosting debut. That's right. Stephen Colbert, we want you to use your nightly show to bash President Trump. If you do that, we'll give you the role of hosting the Emmys. Colbert gladly goes along. Emmys devolves into 3-hour celebrity anti-Trump rage fest. Just goes on and on here. Emmys ratings hit record low in early numbers. Yeah, people care less and less about them. So that's why they're more desperate to try to be the center of attention. Emmy's so black, why Issa Rae's comment wasn't racist. And then in this story from News One, they say black people can't be racist. So that's actually, I guess, kind of racist in and of itself. Emmys, knives out for Trump as Stephen Colbert attacks POTUS in opening monologue. So let's go to this video clip. This is a compilation of the opening monologue bashing Trump. This is supposed to be about celebrating, you know, greatness in television, greatness in acting, you know, greatness in putting on these shows. No, instead it's trying to bash American greatness, bash a president that actually cares about this country. This is the complete devolution of mainstream media. Here's a compilation of the Emmys.
I'd like to vote for Selena Meyer.
Just Fred and Mike said, imagine if your president was not beloved by Nazis.
The Americans had hotter spies than the Russia inquiry. Even treason.
This isn't even entertaining. I'm already bored.
Don't have to take it from my song and dance.
I won't.
It's time to give this thing a chance.
Go so far. What a beautiful segue. Let me take over. I can make us some headway. I love television. It's a pleasant distraction. But just imagine taking action. I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. In fact, I'm addicted. But where's the cop show when one gets convicted? I miss the classics, I still think back. But if Hawkeye could be a soldier, why not Laverne Cox? Surprise breakers make it foul.
So again, then Chance the Rapper says, why aren't these cops getting convicted? More people go out and riot and loot and chant and protest. Which there might be some legitimacy to that.
What a year it has been for television. I mean, the industry is booming. There were over 450 original.
The industry's booming because of Trump.
Of course, there's no way anyone could possibly watch that much TV other than the president, who seems to have a lot of time for that sort of thing.
Can we just pause it right there? Just pause it right there. Yeah, yeah. Trump is about to meet in 13 different states to cut taxes. He's meeting all week this week with UN leaders. He's already met with Netanyahu. He's giving a speech tomorrow. He gives at least 3, 4, 5 speeches a week, sometimes multiple speeches a day, literally on the phone all day, working around the clock. And then this piece of television garbage comes out and has the nerve to say that Trump is lazy and doesn't work. He just watches TV. So untrue. Such an assault on reality that it belongs in 1984. Let's go ahead.
Joining us. Looking forward to the tweets.
I'm just so ready for these people to just be gone. Just gone.
Be honest with ourselves. And as artists, I think we have to be honest with ourselves. We know that the biggest TV star of the last year is Donald Trump. Yeah. No, may not like it. He's the biggest star.
In the history of the world. You know, literally in the history of the world.
Obviously. You know.
They're all mad. Oh my gosh, Trump is kicking our ass. What are we going to do?
You guys are neck and neck.
America hates us.
Alec, you're up against a lot of neck. And however you feel about the president, and you do feel about the president, you can't deny that every show was influenced by Donald Trump in some way. All the late night shows, obviously. House of Cards, the new season of American Horror Story, mm-hmm. and of course...
Yeah, did you see that?
Next year's Latin Grammys, hosted by Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Hey, pause it for a second. The opening show for America Horror Stories was about people that didn't vote for Trump freaking out and literally having a mental breakdown, like Stephen Colbert is right here. Go ahead.
And we all know the Emmys mean a lot to Donald Trump because he was nominated multiple times for Celebrity Apprentice, but he never won. Why didn't you give him an Emmy? I tell you this, if he had won an Emmy,
I love this.
I bet he wouldn't have run for president. So in a way, this is all your fault. I thought you people loved moral.
Why can't you guys just be funny?
Heroes.
You know, what happened to trying to be
like
funny?
Walter White. He's just Walter much wider.
A bunch of pilled out celebrities laugh.
And he never will. The president has complained repeatedly that the Emmys are rigged.
No, after
the
like, that's what I'm saying. Here, pause it real quick. Tweet. Like, he says something like, the president is so outrageous. He says the Emmys are rigged. Hey, dumbass, most of America knows the Emmys are rigged. Like, this isn't new. That's like see, that's what I'm saying. These people don't understand. They literally think either everyone is as dumb as they are and as ignorant as they are, or they really just assume America is completely ignorant. Like, President Trump says the grass is green. Did you see Trump? He said grass was green. Oh, my gosh. Let's go back to the genius, Stephen Colbert.
Went after the host a few years back, tweeting that Seth Meyers is hosting the Emmy Awards is a total joke. He is very awkward with almost no talent. Marbles in his mouth.
I can do a better Trump impression than Colbert, okay? He gave it a good effort, but he's not that good. That's why he didn't win the Emmy, okay? He's upset about the Emmys right here.
An accusation. Any response, Seth?
Maybe if he would have won the Emmy, he wouldn't be complaining about Trump. Maybe if he did an original show and didn't spend his entire show bashing Trump, maybe then he could win an Emmy. So, Stephen, you might want to blame yourself and your writers because they can't make an original joke.
And
it's all about Trump.
Campaign, Trump would not let it go. This actually happened.
See, here he is again. He can't let go of Trump, folks. He can't let go.
There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged again.
Should have gotten it.
This?
Again, that endears Trump to his base. That endears Trump to the American people. They don't get it. They are so high off their own ignorance, their own flatulence, they probably... Oh, my gosh.
But he didn't. Because unlike the presidency, Emmys go to the winner of the popular vote.
Is she crying? People are crying over non-funny jokes.
Where do I find the courage to tell that joke in this room? Of course, what really matters to Donald Trump is ratings. You got to have the big numbers. And I certainly hope we achieve that.
That's
tonight.
Not what he cares about. Otherwise, he'd try to do a funny show.
Way of knowing how big our audience is.
Hmm.
But is there anyone who could say how big the audience is? Sean, do you know?
Here comes Sean Spicer. Apparently now he hates the president, too. Oh, my God, we got Spicer now.
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period, both in person and around the world.
Wow, that really soothes my fragile ego.
Remember how they used to hate Spicer and rip Spicer, and now all of a sudden they love him?
Melissa McCarthy, everybody, give it up.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good. Now let's go to this clip of some other quote-unquote celebrities bashing Trump, going political at the Emmys.
Well, back in 1980 in that movie, we refused to be controlled by a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
What happened to you, Dolly Parton?
You
used to be so patriotic.
We still refuse to be controlled by a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot. She said Trump is bad. Tonight we're here honor to recognize
get him off the screen. All right, let's go to one more. This is an actress saying she's only rooting for the black actors.
Who are you rooting for tonight?
I'm rooting for everybody black.
No.
I am.
Imagine if a white person said they were rooting for everyone that's white. I'm be the biggest story today. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We got more of the Alex Jones Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've covered the Emmys. We've covered the riots in St. Louis. And believe it or not, we got plenty more to cover, including taking your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And what I specifically want to know is, what do you think about these people in Hollywood? What do you think about these pundits on CNN and MSNBC? Are they really that stupid? Are they really that ignorant? Perhaps they really just hate America. They're conscious enemies of this country. Or are they blackmailed? What is it? What is it? I want to know what the audience thinks out there. Before we do that, though, have to mention some of the specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. In case you haven't noticed, folks, we are now live 10 hours a day. It starts with Real News with David Knight every morning, 8 a.m. Central. Then, of course, the 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show that goes till 3. And then we pick it up with the War Room from 3 to 6 Central. And this is all because of you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So the more you support us, the more you fund us, the more we're going to grow. And we give you great specials. Let's start with 50% off Caveman. 50% off chocolate or strawberry Caveman True Paleo Formula. This is a great bone broth supplement, a great protein supplement. It fuses super high quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods, including chaga mushrooms, to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and much more. Turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth, some of the classic paleo nutrition that's included. And we give it to you at 50% off. Look at the reviews. 4.7 reviews right now on Caveman. Nearly 2,000 reviews. And it's a 4.7 right now on the review scale. So now's the time to take advantage. 50% off. We've also got 50% off Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste and mouthwash, 50% off. This is the best toothpaste on the planet, in my opinion. It has the iodine in there. It has this colloidal silver in there, and it doesn't have the poisonous fluoride in there. Look at that, nearly 3,000 reviews on the Peppermint Super Blue, 4.8 stars. Nearly 3,000 reviews, 4.8 stars. That product is not even a year old yet. We're giving it to you at 50% off. That's under $8 per tube of the fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste. All kinds of specials, folks. Let's talk about another one. How about Knockout? Having trouble sleeping? Need to catch up on sleep? Need to just crash? Knockout, the powerful sleep aid, is 40% off. So 40% off Knockout right now. That has the melatonin, valerian root extract, and L-tryptophan, a powerful combination to knock you out and get you a restful and good night's sleep. And we bring you all these products at a discount right now. But check out the InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of great products on there. Hats, t-shirts, other nutraceuticals, other supplements that we promise you'll enjoy. All highly rated. And a lot of it is on sale right now. Okay, so I want to hear from the audience. We've played the clips of Hollywood. We've played the clips of these pundits on CNN, MSNBC. You know what they say. You know what they think. So I want to know, do you think that they're that stupid? Are they genuinely that stupid? Do they really not understand what Trump is and what he's doing and what the Trump movement is? Do they just hate America that much? Or are they that bought and paid for? Are they that blackmailed? What do you think is going on? We're going to hear from you on the other side. But, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at all of these stacks of news I have. Now, this is actually from Friday, but this just shows you the nature of what they're thinking. From the New York Times, the big question as the UN gathers, what to make of Trump. So again, it's not about radical Islamic terror that continues to hit Europe, continues to hit the West, continues to grow. It's not about that. It's not about Kim Jong-un flying bombs over Japan, testing hydrogen bombs, threatening the United States. No, neither of those are the big issues, according to the UN that is meeting this week. It's Trump. You know why it's Trump, folks? Because the UN has been working towards ending American dominance, ending American greatness. You see, America cannot be independent for the globalists to exist. America cannot thrive independently for the New World Order and the globalists to continue to reign supreme. So that's why the UN is upset with Trump. Trump is trying to make America strong, which will end the New World Order globalist regime. That's why they have to stop Trump. You better understand that, because that's everything right now. Trump is pro-America. If America returns and America's independent and America's sovereign, the New World Order dies.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, this land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm just trying to put things in perspective here. As I'm reading all the stories about what happened in St. Louis, they're expecting more riots tonight. I'm seeing the mainstream news cover it. They're burning buildings. They're looting buildings. We saw what happened in Ferguson. We've seen other things that happened when all of these charges either get dropped, the acquittals happen. There's always protests. There's always rioting. There's always looting. But for some reason, we're just supposed to accept it. It's just supposed to be acceptable, and we're just supposed to say, okay, that's just how it goes. And it's okay for Angela Rye and Simone Sanders and Bernie Sanders and all of these people, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, to go on television and to tell you you're justified. America is racist. It's run by white supremacists. So go out and loot. Go out and protest, go out and riot and burn things down, and that's okay. The cops are going to allow it because there's nothing they can do, and they don't want to be called racist because, of course, we know that America's racist. But I'm just trying to put things in perspective. Imagine if I came on the air or if Alex Jones came on the air and said, when Obama was president, we've got a black president, so we need white people to go out and protest. And then that turned into rioting and looting and arson and all this stuff. You know that all they would talk about is how Alex Jones incites riots and how Alex Jones is anti-American. Now, they do that anyway, even though he does none of that. But these people get to go on air, incite riots, incite race wars, lie about the president to do both of the previous things I mentioned. And it's just radio silence. It's, you know, I don't know what the answer is to stopping this, except people being arrested, unfortunately. And I don't know what that really entails. People were arrested in St. Louis, 80 arrests last night in St. Louis, yet they're expecting more today. So maybe arresting them won't do it. I don't know what you do. If CNN continues to give platforms to loudmouth liars, race baiters like Angela Rye, what are we supposed to do other than just turn them off? How do we stop this propaganda from infecting our youth? But the question that I also want to ask as we go to the calls now, are people like Angela Rye, Simone Sanders, Stephen Colbert, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro, the list goes on and on and on. Are all these people in Hollywood, all these people in the mainstream news, are these people that dumb, that ignorant? Do they hate America that much? Or are they genuinely bought and paid for or just 100% blackmailed? That's what I want to hear from our audience, because it's just out of control. Let's start with Jacob in Kansas. He's got Emmys on his mind. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, my name's Jake. I'm from Kansas. How you doing, Owen?
Doing well.
Great. Well, I think that the worshiping of false idols has been a longstanding tradition since the advent of the television and the radio. Mm-hmm. But it brings the worshiping of the false idols to a bigger picture that, for example, with the advent of the printing press, it could be used to destroy society or to help society, to spread propaganda or to spread information that can raise people's intelligence. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like any technology, it could be used for good or evil.
That's right. And that goes to show you the examples that we see with these folks in St. Louis and other parts of our country. They're tearing down what we built, what we put together brick by brick, store by store, to help blossom the capitalistic part of our country. But you see, on the other hand, I can understand the frustration from the negative propaganda coming through the television tube, coming from the radio, and coming from the mind control music that we listen to. These folks, we have a problem with our education system, and we have a problem with indoctrinating our kids instead of helping them become educated and learning the real history. And so, you know, it's not just one issue with the fact that Hollywood is all bad. There are some good patriotic Hollywood stars.
Yeah, you'll notice people like Matthew McConaughey are now regulated to doing TV commercials. Why do you think that is, folks?
Exactly. Yeah. Point well made. But the other side of the token is you have a lot of these folks that are disillusioned, propagandized, indoctrinated in Hollywood. And what we have happening is these people are also medicated by many different types of drugs that have taken over Hollywood.
That's a great point.
When you mix the propaganda with the drugs, you have people that are running amok, destroying the very country that we spent all these years building. And it just seems like now there's this bash Trump campaign, and there's no end to it. I see it every day. Every day, you know, on the news here, I watch the mainstream mindwash news on a daily basis to look at the trash to see, you know, what they're peddling to, you know, all of us. And it makes me sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But here's another situation that we need to help make come about in this country is the fact that we need to start coming up with solutions. I love the show. I love everything, what it's about, the patriotism, Americanism, so forth. But we need to have like a solution hour, an hour of people coming up. Instead of complaining about the whiners, let's start coming up with solutions. Let's start coming up with new policies, new ways we can bring people together.
So he makes a great point, and I want to hold it right there, because I want to kind of delve into some of the things he said. First of all, he talks about the education system. Absolutely, the education system is failing. A lot of these schools that produce these kids, at least at a younger age, can't get the funding they need. They have to cut programs. The teachers don't care because they don't get paid enough. And it's just honestly, it's just a terrible cycle that you just continue to go down. I was trying to help an inner city school in St. Louis that's struggling with stuff like that. And they just don't get any help from the city. They don't get any help from their local leaders. They don't get any help from the government because they can't get the funds they need. That's why we need to go towards the privatization of schools. Okay, that's where really higher education exists now. You're not getting that in any public schools. We can go on that for a while. And then you talk about the propaganda that's being fed to them. And it's just like, you know, they don't know any better. And you talk about solutions. That's why InfoWars exists. That's why we are here doing this show, because we want to be a solution. We want to counter the fake news. We want to inject different ideas. We want to inject different realities that actually resonate with the average individual, because they think instinctually just like we do, because we're not peddling someone else's propaganda. And then, you know, he mentions how they go out and they loot and everything. Here's the sad part about that. They don't care about society. They've been told their entire lives that society hasn't given them anything, so that society owes them something. Even though in this country, society owes you nothing. You're independent. You build your own life, your own future, your own destiny. That's why America's great. But see, they've been lied to thinking that society owes them something. So then they're not getting what they want out of society. So then they hate society. They've never given anything to society. So then they have no problem going out on the streets, burning, looting, pillaging, and protesting and rioting. Because this is the society that owes them so much, that's given them nothing. And then they have Simone Sanders, Angela Rye, Bernie Sanders, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the list goes on and on and on, justifying them, empowering them, saying, yes, you have the right to be upset, you have the right to riot, you've been oppressed, you're a victim, when it's them that are actually making them victims and oppressing them. And again, this goes on and on. And then he brings up drugs. Another excellent point. Most of these Hollywood stars are so pilled out of their minds, they probably can't even think clearly. And that's just a layman's explanation that we know is going on. Who else knows what goes on behind closed doors in Hollywood? We know they don't come out and make a political statement because that's how they think or feel. It's because they want to get the next role. And now you have Jennifer Lawrence, who just made a complete ass of herself twice. A, the movie completely flopped. B, she does an interview about the movie that flopped and decides to bash Trump and blame global warming and hurricanes on Trump. She's a complete miserable failure now. She's apparently going to quit acting because nobody likes her anymore. They don't get it. See, they're all obsessed with money. They're all obsessed with popularity. They're all obsessed with the spotlight. So they sell everything out to obtain the fake acceptance of Hollywood, the fake dramatization, the fake heroics of Hollywood, all fake. They sell out everything to be put in the fake life of Hollywood, in the fake film industry. And then they take a step back and they realize, wow, America actually hates me. Wow, nobody watches my films. Wow, I'm a complete jackass. And then people like Jennifer Lawrence, who I already said, I don't think she's that dumb. I think she said that to get a next movie role. Now she realizes nobody watches my movies. Nobody likes me. Now I'm making myself out to be a jackass. I need to take a step back and rethink things. So maybe we'll see more of Hollywood do that. As far as solutions go, we put in President Trump. We always have to vote. We hope that President Trump is the one we thought he was. The next big solution, to me, at least voting-wise, is the 2018 midterms. If we can get a Congress, a president, a judicial branch, an executive branch, a legislative branch that are all pro-America, put America first, That is the biggest solution we can have to the overarching problem, which is the globalists trying to end America. But most solutions that the average listener needs to engage on are in local government and just literally in your own house. You know, getting the air filters from InfoWarsStore.com, getting the water filters, stop eating the GMOs, stop shopping at the big agencies that are anti-American. So most of that, as far as solutions go, start right at home, raising your kids the right way. Actually raising your kids, not letting the state raise your kids or the television raise your kids. So these are all solutions that are really homegrown. Let's go to Donnie in Oregon. Go ahead, Donnie.
Hey, thanks for having me, Owen. This is Donnie Tsunami, the psychological arsonist, and I love that you laid out a bunch of brush in front of me. You set me up beautifully here. It's all fake. And the important part here is the Bernaysian bastards who are writing the script, there's a reason they went crazy. Because they know we can rewrite this script. But it comes back to those solutions. Unity. Unity starts with you and I. And without you, there is no resistance. Without you, there is no we the people. That's on you. That's on me. We have to step it up.
Completely agree with that. I think we're starting to see that happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the most important things we can do at this point is get people to actually read, especially the dictionary. Gerald Celente once issued a challenge to get a dictionary that was worth a damn, but you have to get a pretty old one for that. I have a 1937 unabridged Webster's dictionary, and the thing weighs like 25 pounds. It's huge. Where'd all the words go?
Well, I'm not sure if expanding our lexicon is the solution to all of our problems, but certainly educating yourself, reading history, knowing history, that's one thing that the globalists, that the media, and that fake politicians always use against the brainwashed masses is the fact that they don't know their history. So then they're up there on the platform presenting history as they want it presented or as they see it, which 99% of it is untrue. Thank you for the call, Donnie. Let's go to David in California. Go ahead, David.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Owen. Love the show. Thank you. Doing a great job.
Thank you.
I think I see a lot of relations to Nazi Germany and the way these people are acting, and I think they must be under some kind of mind control or possessed by demonic.
Yeah, you know, it's almost as if no. Hold on a second. It's almost as if, think about it like this. Hillary Clinton was the Hitlerian candidate. Hillary Clinton was the one that represented Hitler. And just like Germany in the late, you know, 30s was really into Hitler. And in the 30s, he was really, you know, he got into power because he was Germany first, you know, selling the Germans, virtue signaling on how Germany's are victims, blah, blah. So he gets into power. That's basically what Hillary Clinton would have been, essentially, except virtue signaling for the entire world that America's the bad guy. So they were all sold already on Hitlery. They were all already sold on Hitlery. Hitlery was already put into power. You know, 99% chance Hitlery wins. So they were already given their Hitler. They were already given their hateful leader. And then America said no and removed her. So that's also why they're totally freaking out. Go ahead.
That's scary. I'm sorry for using the N-word, but...
All right, well, we didn't hear that, but I'm going to have to take the next call. Let's go to Mike in California. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Owen. I really appreciate the fine work you guys are doing. I'm here, I'd like to talk about the NSA in Hollywood, and I'm here calling from Leavenworth Street, as a matter of fact, looking down upon the beautiful and picturesque Pier 39 in San Francisco. And I really believe that the NSA is, oh, what a lovely house, 2430. I really believe that the NSA is responsible for a lot of the pedophilia that goes on in Hollywood. Have you ever heard of a guy named Michael Aquino? He was the former head of the NSA, Owen. You ever heard of him?
No.
There was a, yeah. Well, there was a guy that Alex Jones interviewed named Senator John DeCamp years ago. He wrote The Franklin Cover-Up. And John DeCamp won $1 million judgment for Paul Benassi, who was brought up to Bohemian Grove, where Alex Jones infiltrated and filmed, I might add. And Paul Benassi was made into a snuff film there. And DeCamp won. There was still overwhelming evidence for him that John DeCamp, who wrote The Franklin Cover-Up, won $1 million for Paul Benassi. And Paul Benassi says he was also taken up into the house of the former head of Michael Aquino there in San Francisco and raped and tortured. And David Sugar, who wrote Rabbit Hole, who I've spoken with personally, also testifies that Michael Aquino has murdered and raped dozens and dozens of children. And when Oprah Winfrey back in '88 got the police report for about Michael Aquino, how he was exposed in the 80s for raping a bunch of kids at the Park Presidio, she interviewed Michael Aquino with Ted Gunderson. I don't know if you know, Ted was a great guy from the FBI.
He
was
former FBI whistleblower.
Yeah, and Ted just demolished Michael Aquino. But unfortunately, they still haven't been able to arrest and execute him because he's CIA.
Well, I'm not really sure about any of that, and I'm not really sure how that connects to the NSA. Well, here's what first came to my mind. You got the CIA, the NSA, you got Vault 7. Folks, they have access to everything you do digitally. You know how easy that makes it to blackmail people? They see you go one wrong step on the dark web or one wrong step on anything, or maybe they implant something on your computer. Boom, all of a sudden they can blackmail you. That is how it works. Don't go anywhere. More of the Alex Jones Show on the other side.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Jackson down to mightiness.
Trump lawyers clash over how much to cooperate with Russia inquiry. Well, they've been cooperative for almost a year now, and they've still found nothing, so I'd be getting kind of fed up with it. Meanwhile, Mueller picks another Clinton-Obama donor for Russia probe team. That's the ninth lawyer on that team that's donated to Democrats. You want to talk about collusion? You want to talk about witch hunt? That's where it is right there. By the way, Ty Cobb is one of the lawyers in there, and he's a real hard hitter, folks. And with a name like Ty Cobb, I always kind of felt like he was going to be in charge of some big hits, if you will. And ironically, Ty Cobb was victimized by fake news over 100 years ago, calling him a racist. That's the baseball player, of course. So I'm just throwing that weird history out. Let's go back to the callers before I completely lose it. Let's go to Alicia in Oregon. Go ahead, Alicia.
Hi, Owen.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yep. I was just going to say, you know, your first caller, I don't know, he's got like a Vulcan mind meld or whatever, but he pretty much crystallized what my call was going to be about how, you know, I heard this on the Steven Crowder broadcast, I believe this was last week, but basically we need to be more active culturally because that's where we're going to make the biggest impact. I mean, I know we like Republicans historically, they've always been, you know, the ones that have these, you know, kind of stuffy publications. You know, that's how they make their impact.
Well, do you think we're not fighting the culture war hard enough? I think we're taking back culture pretty swiftly here. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, but I think we're dominating the culture war right now.
I think that we are learning. I think we're doing a good job, but I think that we can do more.
And I mean, look at the Emmys. I mean, the Emmy ratings completely tanked. Hollywood is completely tanking. I mean, those are victories.
Of course they are, of course. And that's where we're seeing a lot of the victory. And that's why I think that Generation Z, according to all the studies I've seen, they're going to be the most conservative generation since the 1940s. But we got to keep at it. We can't just, you know, let loose again because, I mean, the reason why things are so bad right now is because we allowed them to get this bad. And we can't make that same mistake again.
No, I totally hear you, and a lot of that is because we've been completely separated from God, worshiping false idols, and our children have no idea who God is. Thank you for the call, Alicia. They also have no idea about our history, so they're doomed to repeat it. Let's take another call. Let's go to Kimberly in my home state of Missouri. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Hey, Owen. Thank you so much for taking the call. I really appreciate it. I have two really important things to share with you. First of all, it's just an example of Hollywood and what a bunch of idiots they are. I dealt directly and have known Lisa Paulson, who's the president and CEO of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. This is the charity that all of the celebrities, like Streisand, all of them call in and make $2, $3, $4 million donations, you know.
What's the charity again, one more time?
EIF, the Entertainment Industry Foundation, okay?
Okay.
Now, I had known Lisa for about 20 years, you know, not, you know, real personally, but I knew her well enough to call her and she would take my call or immediately respond to my email. We were doing a project and we had raised almost $10 million and this was for a second show. I'm a veteran and this show was for the veterans. We were updating the old Bob Hope show. We were bringing it back, you know, and literally traveling around. And there were people who would not deal with us that were just flat out rude, you know, like, let's say, the USO was one of them. We didn't want to deal with them because they wanted to take, we had USAA Bank as a huge sponsor. And we
were. All right, folks, this is the Alex Jones Show, third hour on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the M4's warehouse.